This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off in Israel, where one of the most senior members of Israel's military has become the first openly gay person to hold its second highest rank. Sharon Afek, the top lawyer in the Israel Defense Forces, was made a major general this week, just over a year since he came out as gay in quite an unprecedented move. A ceremony was held this week in Tel Aviv with new insignias attached to his shoulders by his father and chief of staff, Gadi, the only other person in the Defence Forces who currently outranks him.
It's quite significant in Israel because it's not, we're talking a country where, you know, compulsory service is, you know, is,
that's right,
is widespread for both men and women, so, and are quite young. So as he says, you know, in his statement, it's, he's wanting to show to young Israelis that there is a future for them if they are from the rainbow community, which is great.
So he's been in this role since 2015, but it's all official now. He'll hold the role for 5 years with the option for a sixth. When he came out, the 47-year-old said he used to be scared of revealing his sexuality, but he wanted to do so because it's important for him to be a role model. When he was a young officer, times were different, he said. I was afraid that this would work against me.
More good news from the Middle East.
Indeed.
And now to Indonesia, where, well, I'm afraid this is not such a good news story. There has been another public flogging in the Aceh province of a gay couple who were both flogged 80 times for having sex, which is forbidden under local Muslim law. In total, 15 people were publicly punished for inappropriate behaviour, including infractions as drinking, selling alcohol and showing affection, God forbid. While Indonesia has the largest Muslim population in the world, the Aceh province is the only province to implement so-called Sharia law. So
these are the second couple in recent times to endure this punishment. And indeed, Aceh province took canings behind closed doors for a period of time.
And that's what they're promising to do again, is the local officials with pressure coming from Jakarta, because after the last floggings, there was public outcry around the world.
There's certainly interest or support from within. 1,000 people watched this and cheered, reportedly.
Yeah, and troubling is it included tourists from Malaysia. It's like, what kind of holiday is that, going over to another country to watch public floggings?
It's interesting also how they think that the law, the Sharia law, kind of empowers people to be awful to others.
Yeah.
The law really does make a difference.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And the public nature of these is quite disturbing. It's,
And it is consensual sex. They're in a relationship, but the Sharia law has caused some issues there. Human Rights Watch has called them out on this and is calling for changes.
Yes, handmaid's tale lives on.
Now, over to South Korea, where more than 210,000 people have signed a petition posted on the website of South Korea's presidential office calling for a gay pride festival to be cancelled.
Wow.
Yeah, so this, the Seoul Queer Culture Festival, is in its 19th year. Yeah, it's an established event.
Yeah, very established.
Yeah, 210,000.
Well, they go on to say that their complaint is that it's just become an excuse for drinking and smoking in public spaces in an area that should be free for the general public to, for recreation purposes. Mm-hmm. So I find that I've heard this kind of complaint before, actually, in Berlin when I lived there, that people feel that their neighbourhoods are trashed during these events, even though the money pours in with tourists and so forth.
I mean, it depends if it goes for all events, because it's not illegal in South Korea.
No.
So if other people were drinking and smoking, then would it still be an issue?
Well, the petition actually says, we do not want to see their abominable events in a square where they should be able, where people should be able to rest and relax.
Abominable.
There's also a Daegu Queer Culture Festival, which is another big town in South Korea, which also has people against the culture festival. It's also a big festival. I'm actually going there next month, so I will try and check it out.
Indeed. We'll be able to cross to you and get an update from Live on the Streets.
Now over to Ireland, where Dublin is set to have its first ever Trans Pride March on the 28th of July, after organisers felt that Dublin Pride, which took place at the end of June, was not paying enough attention to trans issues. They also feel that Dublin Pride has focused too much on corporations and claimed that the presence of large companies overshadow LGBT activists and groups.
This is quite different to was it London Pride last week that we covered, where a group of lesbians protested against trans
lesbians
people.
Lesbians against trans.
Indeed. In fact, one of the founders of Trans Pride Dublin, Thomas White, sharply criticised the actions of that small group of anti-protesters, anti-trans protesters at the London Pride the weekend prior. Speaking to Pink News, White called their actions shocking and said that the protest actually highlighted the urgent need for a trans pride that raises up the voices of our community to speak for ourselves. Trans Pride Dublin is being organised by three trans and intersex activists who decided to stage their own demonstration in Dublin following similar events in Brighton, Scotland and Northern Ireland.
Do you think that that there should be a separate pride? Is that actually dividing the community instead of bringing the community together?
I think it's good that there's communities within communities, there's minorities within the pride. I think pride should be
we have the rainbow
inclusive
alphabet
for everyone.
I think ideally
it didn't work.
Exactly. Ideally, pride would be inclusive, but this was actually born from the fact one of the organisers, Ollie Bell, told Pink News that there is a need to return to Pride's roots as a protest. There should be a place where we can celebrate who we are and the gains we have achieved, but there are still so many issues that need to be fought for.
I'd be interested in what some of our listeners think on this one. 0427 Joy 949 or onair@joy.org.au. There's actually two issues they've raised. One is about the level of involvement and visibility of trans people within Pride. And the second one is the old chestnut of corporations being overly involved.
Pink washing. Mm.
Be very interesting what people think about that. 0427 Joy 949 or onair@joy.org.au.
Now, in brief, in the USA, according to a new report, a majority of young white evangelicals in the US favour legal same-sex marriage.
Right here in Australia, Australia's Uniting Church has changed its rules to permit same-sex couples to marry in its churches. The Uniting Church is the third largest Christian denomination in Australia behind the Catholic and the Anglicans, with nearly a million followers.
And India, good news, potential good news, where the courts are going to decide whether gay sex should remain criminalised. The colonial era penal code, notorious section 377, which criminalises sex against the order of nature, has been widely used in the past to clamp down, and there's hope that this may be repealed. And also in India, there is a major Muslim group that has stated that they wouldn't block decriminalisation of homosexuality, but still wants to keep a ban on gay sex. I find that.
Make of that what you will.
Yes.
Over in Hong Kong, politician has claimed that people in the United States and the United Kingdom, get this, are becoming gay because of the introduction of same-sex marriage.
Oh, that old baby.
The claims, I can't read this with my serious voice.
Pandora's box, he says.
The claims comes from Dominic Lee, a conservative Liberal Party councillor and spokesperson for the group Ban Gay Marriage Hong Kong, speaking at a forum on LGBT rights. The politician warned that recognising same-sex unions in Hong Kong would open a Pandora's box.
Consider it open, and that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.